family. We're going to visit with Billy Koshin, Captain Billy Koshin. She's down there on the coast, and we'll see what's happening in the bays and what's going on. Good morning, Billy. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Trying to stay cool. My God, zero wind and hot as a biscuit.
Well, now, normally you're hollering. Wind's blowing about 45 miles an hour down here.
Now we have nothing.
Well, you know.
It's been some crazy month, I'm telling you. We've had so much stuff going on down here. It's just been crazy. We had the shrimperie. We had Babes on the Bay this weekend. We have a fish expo in Fulton. And then, of course, it's Memorial Weekend. And we have the old airplanes flying. What are they? They're called
old airplanes.
Old airplanes.
Old airplanes. World War II planes. And
there
earlier.
There you go. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. I should know that considering my daddy was in World War II.
It's, what is it? Is it the Texas Air Force?
You know, I think so.
I think
that does ring a bell. I think that is who it is. And they're going out of Rockport Airport.
They go over to burn it and fly.
Cool.
Yeah, they fly and burn it at some of the things there. And they got Japanese airplanes. They got all the American. They've got bombers. Yeah, it's a sight to see. And then
yeah,
what I always liked about when I was on Buchanan, they can do the dogfights over water.
Yes, and they can get lower over here over the Little Bay. Yeah. Yes,
and they get lower over water than they can over air, over the land. And so they'd get right on top of us when they was out there over the Buchanan. Yeah, it was pretty wild sometimes.
Yeah. So, it's just been really busy. So when it's busy like that down here, there's a lot of boats on the water.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of boats on the water. So, you know, you got to pick and choose what time you're going. So I'm going to educate y'all.
Okay.
I've been here for a long time. When you have crowds like this and they come in, they're pretty much on the water early.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of switch my hours and I'm leaving the house around 4 o'clock because you still can fish until 8. Or if they want to leave at 2, I'll leave at 2 because, you know, that's when all the morning people are coming in. And then you get to go out there and enjoy the evening, and it cools off, the sun goes down, and you can see. I mean, that's just what I've been doing lately because I'm like, man, there's too many people on the water. And they're pushing all the fish to the deep water.
Right.
So in the afternoon, the water's cooling off faster because during the day it's so hot now. So I've been going out in the afternoon and actually doing a little bit better than I was doing in the morning.
Well, there you go.
So
might be a little warmer then, but oh well.
Yeah, but you can always get in the water.
Yeah, not
me. I mean,
me.
Like going to the beach anyway. You really don't you go to the beach?
Sometimes. But...
Well, there you go. It's just like getting in the beach.
Okay.
But it's going to be cookers, Sunday, Monday, Memorial Day. And then they say we got rain, a little rain coming in Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm not going to complain about the rain. We need some rain.
Rain either. Yeah. I agree. I'm right there with you.
We've been too dry too long, so we need the rain. We haven't had the floods, which that's fine. They can keep the floods. But a little, you know, if we get an inch, inch and a half, 2 inches, that's fine. But we don't need those 5 and 6 inch rains.
Well, we got that like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, heck.
Yeah, almost 3 weeks ago. We got 5 inches.
Good gosh.
Yeah, we got a lot of rain. A lot of rain. And then it rained for like 3 days here.
Good gosh.
So we did get some rain.
So when that happens, when it rains a bunch like that, salt water is heavier than fresh water. So you have the fresh water up higher, and then you have to fish down deeper to stay after the trout and such?
For the trout, yes. Reds, no.
Okay.
They go in. Like up to your ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you need to go as skinny as possible.
Okay.
and the big reds will stuck back in the back.
Okay.
Because that's what's happening is it's, even though it's raining, it's still pushing their food, their bait up real tight.
Right.
Because the bait's getting into the new areas that they haven't been into, and that has new nutrients in it. So that's where the bait's going to feed on that new nutrients. So that pushes the reds in tighter. So that's what I tell everybody. Because when I went out after that rain, I was could not believe how much water we had. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Hmm.
So I had to go in super, super tight. And since I did that, you know what I did? I popped my power pole.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Snapped that thing right off my boat. Bam. Because I was trying to get into no water.
Uh-huh.
So finally, I told my customers, I said, okay, all right, I need y'all to get off the boat and go up there. That's where the fish are. So I got them off the boat and made them walk up there, and they finally started catching some fish. It's like, how'd you know that? I said, I've been doing this a little bit.
Yep.
So I told them, I said, look, I can't get in there to pick you up, so you're going to have to walk yourself back out to me because my boat ain't getting in there. Even though it was high tide, but I had to make them go super
right.
skinny.
Right.
And so you just have to change up your plans a little bit when we get that much rain. Now we haven't had rain in like 3 weeks, so
right.
the tides are starting to fall back out. So people that come down here today and tomorrow and Monday for Memorial Weekend, y'all really need to pay attention to the reefs because our water's falling out, and it's just right above the reefs. You can't see them because it's just right above it. So if you don't know this waterway, you're probably going to hit a reef.
Our best thing to do so you can is go with Captain Billy Koshin and let her show you on your boat. You get your own trail. How you can get out and fish and do things, and then you don't have to
then
worry about it.
Drop me off. That's right, and then drop me off
yep.
and go.
There you go.
Yeah, because I'd rather you do it safe. And they really, really, really enforcing life jackets. Really, really, they're pulling everybody over. So I'm here to let y'all know if you're coming down the coast, you better have all your life jackets, your throw cushions, your fire extinguishers, and it does not matter if you're a fishing guide or not a fishing guide. They are really pushing it this weekend.
Yep.
Really pushing it.
And check all your TX numbers and your tick all your tags. Make sure everything's there because the game wardens will be out because they're looking to make a dollar and keep you safe.
Exactly. Because they got, I think, 50 more game wardens down here on our waterways this weekend.
Oh, heck.
Yeah. I mean, they're stacking them. And they're pulling them over left and right. I'm just like, thank goodness it ain't me.
They got the new guys there. They're letting them work down there, getting them used to. I know what's going on.
All the trainers. And they are stopping them left and right. And they don't care who you are. They don't care if you're a captain or not a captain.
Yep. Yep.
They just want to be able to stop you and make sure that you have all your gear that you need and that you're going to be safe. And they've been pushing on our news since Thursday about life jackets. And I was like, this is the first time I've seen them do that this mm-hmm. strong. So
tell them how to find you, Billy. I'm fixing to be out of time.
Well, happy Memorial Weekend.
You as
and
well.
Stay safe and God bless. And you can get me at sportfishingtexas.com or 361-688-8859. And I'll talk to y'all soon. And if you ain't doing anything, come down to Rockport to the Fishing Expo in Fulton.
There you go.
Talk to y'all soon.
Appreciate it, ma'am. Hey, family, we're going to talk to Manny Martinez next. See y'all in a little bit. Thank you, Billy. Bye.